Welcome to Multi-Faith Day of Faith in Crisis Launch Week. I, Bridget Palou-Fry, staff person with RFF, have been opening up these land acknowledgements throughout the week. Today, it is my turn to do a land acknowledgement. It is first important to acknowledge the subjectivity from which I speak. I am a white settler on stolen Indigenous land. The Ukrainian side of my family first immigrated to Saskatchewan, where they were beneficiaries and participants in colonial theft and displacement, able to farm the lands and build wealth. I directly benefit from that intergenerational wealth created through this displacement, and I have accesses to services and goods many Indigenous peoples still do not have access to, including drinking water and mental health services. Today, I am speaking to the land that is now referred to as the Northwest Territories, Nunavut, and Yukon, territories far too big to ever properly acknowledge in this space. So with this time, however, I wanted to speak to another form of land acknowledgement, which is the lighting of the sacred kulik, a traditional lamp made of soapstone used by the Inuit. The lamp serves many practical purposes, including bringing light and heat into the home, but it is also spiritually symbolic, calling attention to women's roles as life carriers. This lighting, for example, was used to open the Missing and Murdered Indigenous Women inquiry and used to represent the strength and tenderness of Inuit women. The weight of these histories are large and are still with us today. And we as white settlers must reflect on the nature of our wealth, however that may be conceptualized, financial or not. So for a call to action today, I want to draw our attention to Resource Movement, an organization which helps people conceptualize their own role in this colonial system, the nature of their wealth, and how to make active use of that wealth and employ others to do the same. So I ask, how are you supporting mutual aid funds for Indigenous communities? How are you using your wealth, whether that be social or financial, to decenter your voice and put material benefits towards people who are doing this work on the ground? I am asking these questions to myself as much as I am to you. So I've linked Resource Movement's information in the show notes. You can learn a lot more by visiting their website. And I thank you for joining us today.